Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. 6:42. You know, 7:30 is the coach, Nick Sirianni,
yep.
And I have prepared an interview, Al, that focuses a great deal on the quarterback position.
Oh, what camp is he in?
What's that? He is saying he's in the Hurts camp,
yep.
But he may not find that out till later today when he meets with his bosses.
Uh-huh. No, that's Tuesday with Lori.
No,
that's when he'll tell him.
Whenever. Elliot Shore Parks knows what goes on at those meetings, and he is here right now. Go ahead,
and
Al.
Sponsored by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places.
Elliot, so today or tomorrow, the coach will meet with Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman. What do you think the feedback will be on Gardner Minshew?
Well, I think they'll be feeling like they made a good trade to get him for a 6th-round pick. I think, you know, obviously he showed yesterday that they once again have one of the best backups in the league. And if they need him to start like he did yesterday, I think he can do a great job. Now, obviously the question is, what do they do moving forward? I think what Sirianni said yesterday is probably how Lurie and Howie are going to feel, which is stick with Jalen Hurts versus Washington. Does that mean they won't bench him? Does that mean he'll just start the rest of the year? I don't think so, but I do think that both Lurie, Howie, and Nick will be on the same page of wanting to start Jalen versus Washington.
I anticipated that foolish response, Elliot, and I will follow it up with this. True or false? The offense that Minshew ran yesterday is preferable to what Hurts did prior to that in the eyes of Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman.
I think that's true. I think when you look at the passing attack versus the Jets yesterday compared to what they had been doing the past few games, I think that's how they would prefer to run the offense. Now, Sirianni said they were going to pass it a lot versus the Jets anyway yesterday. Whether or not that's true, I think it's fair to have some skepticism. But, yeah, I think that Lurie, there's no question Lurie prefers to win throwing the ball.
All right, so what did Minshew show yesterday, Elliot, that Hurts has not been able to show so far?
So I think there was two things that Minshew showed. Because I actually think that the actual throws he made, Hurts is capable of making a lot of those throws, if not all of them. But I think what Minshew did was you saw he was a little further along in his development as a passer. One, I thought he did a better job of staying in the pocket. That first touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert with some pressure in his face, I don't know if Hurts makes that throw. I think Hurts maybe tries to keep rolling out, and, you know, he might try to run. I also think that Minshew throws with better anticipation. He throws guys open, and I think that, again, is the result of being 2 years older and having some more experience. So I think those were the main differences you saw, and those are things that the coaching staff have said they want to work with Hurts on, staying in the pocket, throwing guys open. And right now, Minshew does a better job of that than Hurts does.
Elliot, there is no doubt, zero in your mind, that Hurts starts the next game if he's healthy. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say no doubt, right? I mean, Hurts said he was going to play on Wednesday, and he didn't play. So I believe he will start, but, you know, with how crazy things go with the quarterback position with this team, would it shock me if Minshew ended up starting? No, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, you know, he left a little bit of room open by saying he thinks Hurts will be healthy in 2 weeks, and I think he will too. And I think he'll start, but would I say 100%? I wouldn't say 100%.
All right, close enough so that it leads to this question, and it is this. Okay, fine. Then what was accomplished yesterday was shortening the leash for Hurts. Now that they see that Minshew even if it's in one short burst like the first half yesterday, can really inject some life into the offense. If Hurts starts badly when he comes back, don't you think it's a shorter hook before they go to Minshew?
Absolutely, 100%. I think that was what was clear yesterday, is if Hurts comes out and struggles against Washington, I think they will go to Minshew, and I think they should. Like, I understand the benefit of allowing Hurts to play through struggles to a certain degree, right? I think that's important for his development. But what's more important for the development of this franchise is making the playoffs, and they have a real chance to do that after the win yesterday. The Vikings lost to the Lions. And so, yeah, I think if Hurts comes out and he's struggling against Washington, I think there is a real chance they would put Minshew in, and, you know, I think it would be the right decision.
All right, Elliot, I have a test question for you because it's on my list for the coach in less than an hour. And that is, could you please describe for the audience this morning the defensive game plan against the Jets?
I don't know if there was one. Now, hopefully Sirianni has a better answer than that. But yeah. I think that early on in that game, Jonathan Gannon was outcoached. He was outcoached by the Jets offensive coaching staff. Guys were wide open. Now, the first touchdown, they did get put in a tough spot with the special teams. You know, I've never seen a hole so big in the middle of the field like all year. So the fact that happened, I think, you know, put the defense in a tough spot. But those next two drives are inexcusable. I mean, the Jets are one of the worst offenses, or arguably the worst offense in the entire league. Now, they did recover. They only let up 18 points, and I think that's ultimately important. But, yeah, early on, like, you could see that the work the Jets did throughout the week to prepare for the Eagles was better than the work the Eagles did to prepare for the Jets.
I would agree with that. All right, let's get to an ominous sign right at the end of the game. This team is nothing without Jason Kelce. And he's really limping hard off that field. He does not complete the game. Is there any indication if he's going to be okay, Elliot? What do we know right now about Jason?
So walking yesterday from the locker rooms back up to the press box, I did see Kelce. He did have a walking boot on, which is not a good sign. I will say that in all my years covering the team, there's not been many weeks I've seen a player in a walking boot, and then he plays in the next game. Now, two caveats I would say is obviously they have the bye week, and obviously we're talking about Jason Kelce, who is a player that has shown he's extremely tough and he does not miss games. But, yeah, he looked to be in a ton of pain when he initially went down yesterday. He was walking very gingerly. And then to see the walking boot, like, I think there's a decent chance he doesn't play against Washington.
All right, so this leads to the last question. Nate Herbig, if you're the backup frickin' center and the coach in a game you've already won is going shotgun, do you have to figure out how to center the ball back to the quarterback? What is wrong with Nate Herbig?
Well, I would also say, what's wrong with Sirianni? Like, how many times has Herbig gone in this year? And the first play is a shotgun snap. Like, he's shown he can't do it. Maybe, with the 2 weeks of practice, he can improve. Maybe the adrenaline of going in. I don't know. But this is multiple times Sirianni has done this. So I do think if Kelce is unable to play, they will go with Herbig at center. And my advice to them, if they're going to do that, is make sure Herbig stays in Philly and just spends all week practicing that shotgun snap, because he can't do it, and it's an important part of the offense.
No, I don't like him anymore. Elliot Sharp Parks, you just want to be clear. You are in the Jalen Hurts camp. Is that correct, Elliot?
I am, but one thing I would say, too, is it's important in this controversy, because it is a controversy. Let's
of course it is.
Right? Of course it is, right? People will say it's not. It definitely is. One difference is, Jalen Hurts is actually popular in the locker room. When there was the Foles-Wentz dynamic, that was not there, right? People liked Foles, but were very willing to give up on Wentz. I don't think that's the case with Hurts.
That's a good point.
No, he is a fine man, Mr. Hurts, but is he the right quarterback? Elliot Sharp Parks,
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.